bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I'd buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to
hey,
for
hey,
a night.
Hey.
I got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
a different
hey,
life.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knock back the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
get for
hey,
a
hey,
night.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
get for
hey,
a night.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
shite,
hey, a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Hairhuck right here in the Solid State Radio studio.
Woo-hoo.
Lyric Mall, downtown Lapeer, Michigan, in the United States. And we are broadcasting live, coming at you with just Irish music, Celtic music. We're going to do some punk rock. We're going to do some traditional.
By the looks of you, we might have some Christmas music going on. You've already got like the Santa hat on, and
yeah. Well, I've been doing a lot of charity work the last couple of days, and been involved with some of that. Operation Good Cheer, and basically, you know, people sponsor some children that are in an orphanage. So they don't have a family. A lot of people, this time of year, everybody sponsors, I don't want to say everybody, but it's a big deal to sponsor a family that's less fortunate or maybe doesn't have, you know, isn't going to have a good Christmas this year for whatever reason.
Right.
In this case, these are all orphans. So they don't necessarily have a family. Their family is the other kids at the orphanage.
Wow.
And so this organization makes sure that orphanages all over the United States get these gifts, and it's hubbed right here in Michigan. And there's an airport involved. There's several semi trucks involved. There's box trucks involved, and of course, all the people that donate all the gifts. In well over 5,000 volunteers. So, folks, if you want to see what it's all about, I'm not saying donate anything. I'm saying just go to your website or go to the Google or whatever your search engine is, Bing, whatever
yep.
it is, and search Operation Good Cheer. And it will really tug at your heartstrings, the amount that these people give. That was good. But we did get some bad news this week's,
The Irish world.
Yeah. So Shane McGowan passed on at age 65. Monumental as far as idol for many of the up-and-coming Irish acts, and people look back and say, yeah, the Pogues. I mean, before, there wasn't a whole lot that was out there coming out of Ireland back then.
Yeah.
And they were just making their mark. They were taking the traditional and adding the rock to it. So all walks of Celtic and Irish music are kind of doing their own tribute. And we are going to do the same. We're going to close out the show with some of the songs that they wrote and produced and sang. So that's how we're going to honor them tonight. Well, before I even got too far, I see we're lighting up over there.
This cannot be Father John. He's a college football guy. And all right, let's find out. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we today?
Well, we're always happy to hear from you, Father. How are you tonight?
Well, you know, I'm not too bad. A little bit excited. That University of Michigan, oh, they're playing football tonight.
Yes, they are.
And so you're going to stay up late?
Oh, I probably will. I'll probably be tired in the morning for the early mass.
So are you going to be saying a prayer for the Wolverines?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to, you know, pray for the safe play, nobody to get hurt, and to play their best.
Isn't there a temptation for a priest, you know, maybe you've got money on the game or something like that, you'd be like, dear Lord, if the quarterback for Iowa could not really break his leg, but maybe sprain it for a little while, all in your name, amen.
I don't know that God would really appreciate it.
Lord, if you let the wind kick up just enough to where that ball's not going to go through the uprights, I'd really appreciate it. Amen.
I don't know over that. You made me laugh. That was pretty funny.
Well, Father, we gotta. I gotta turn over a new leaf. I gotta turn myself around.
Well, that's a mouthful for you.
Yes. Well, we might be getting new management here at the radio station.
Oh, well, that's interesting. What's going to happen?
Well, I don't know, but nothing's in stone yet. But they're a little more, maybe more like you'd like me to be. They're like the ideal parishioner. They're good people.
Well, yeah, I would like you to be a good person, just at least for 1 week.
Well, I try, but sometimes I slide by the wayside. But, by the way, did you hear about the guy who wrote the Hokey Pokey song?
No.
He had to go to rehab because he was trying to turn himself around, too.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, I mean, it just came out that the guy who invented the Hokey Pokey, he passed away this afternoon.
Yeah,
but to get him in the casket, they had a rough time because they put his one left leg in, and you know how it went from there.
Oh boy, he kept kicking them legs out, didn't he?
Yeah, he put his right leg in, and he shook it all about.
I was addicted to the Hokey Pokey for a while there, but I turned myself around.
That's right. So, Father, I got to get myself back on the straight and narrow. We can't be telling the bad jokes. I can't be using the bad words. Apparently, there's going to be priests and old ladies. Even though we play the music at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, apparently there's going to be priests and old ladies and Amish people listening, so I got to kind of keep it on the straight and narrow.
Well, that's okay with me. It won't break my heart, you know that.
Well, but I won't have anything to say in confession.
Hey, oh, believe me, I know you'll make up for it somewhere.
Just because I can't say it doesn't mean I won't do it? Is that what you're saying?
Where I'm at.
Well, he does drive all over Michigan and Illinois and Indiana in a truck, so I'm sure he's got some road rage stories he could tell you.
Oh, geez, I drive around Flint and I got road rage.
A priest with road rage. I can't imagine it.
Seriously, he's got a super soaker filled with holy water just shooting it. cars down the road.
We all so crazy. Where in the world did you come up with such a thing?
Super soaker. Oh, hallelujah.
That's right.
That's his horn. Hallelujah. Get out of the way. I'm late for church.
Actually, there's been times I was wondering if I was going to make it back in time for the Wednesday night mass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's rush hour traffic for you. And nowadays, people don't care when they're driving. They're on their telephones. They're talking to their families. They're, you know, just not paying attention.
Well, that's a sure thing. I know. I see it. Drives me up the wall. Oh, my word.
Well, do you have everything lined up for the Christmas program this year?
Well, yeah, I got a few things going, you know. I got a little bit of a group getting together, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow after Mass if you want to hang around.
Is there going to be donuts?
I didn't say I was inviting the police.
Oh, Father John with a zinger.
Kind of funny one.
No, we were talking about donuts, not zingers. Oh, well. Well, yeah, maybe I'll stick around, Father. I need to try to, like I said, I need to straighten things out, so I need to do some good, and we'll just see how it all goes.
Well, good. You know, I might even be asking for a little bit of work from you boys.
Uh-oh. What do you need done?
Well, I don't know for sure yet. Let me talk with the, Sister Ann, Sister Mary, we'll see. Just hang around. What do you say, huh?
Oh, we can. Just when you talk to Sister Mary, just tell her that we're sorry. Don't ask what for, just tell her that we're sorry.
Oh, for Pete's sake, now what did you do?
I can't remember, but I always like to preempt it.
You'll probably need some kind of forgiveness. I'm guessing that, just knowing the two of you.
Well, we should let you get to your game, Father, because I don't understand how you're going to write your sermon and watch the football game all in one night. I can't. Tomorrow's sermon is probably not going to make sense. It's probably going to be like from 10 different verses, because you're just going to be all chopped up, cursing at the game in the middle and then rewriting.
Well, you know, I probably will. I get so involved in these stupid games. I got some of it written down already, though.
Yeah.
And then Georgia scored a touchdown, and so then he got swayed.
Yeah, wait. Georgia's game, it's over now. I don't see. I won't know.
Did Alabama win?
Alabama won by 3.
Oh, roll good. Tide.
Yeah, 27-24.
Yes, sir.
And they covered. I think they only had to win by 3.
What in heaven's name are you talking about cover?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
Nope. Nothing. There was no gambling's a sin. We're talking about.
Oh, no, don't. You know, you guys are crazy.
Well.
Yeah, we doing gambling.
We're not really gambling. It's more of like a second job.
Really? What are you trying to do? Work at making some money doing nothing?
We're just trying to be in the good graces of the church, Father. Good night, Father.
All right, boys. Have a good night. May your music play well.
When the sun goes down over Dublin town, the colors will last for hours, oh. The lights come on, the night's a song, and the streets all turn to gold. A gentle mist called heaven's kiss, like teardrops off an angel's wing. Don't you know you'll cleanse your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. forevermore I'll step ashore. My sailing days are over old. Through time and tide I'm by your side. Together we'll grow old. I threw my sea bag in the bin and brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again when I get too drunk to sing. We'll walk in the Irish rain. A tinker and a tailor and a drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still while they sing their fill and they'll shout till the break of day. A sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain.
Hi, it's Jerry Connor here, fiddle player with the Irish Rovers. I'm touring the United States at the moment. Glad to be part of the Solid State Radio on Blarney Arm. Please keep listening to your radio.
A long time ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese,
some Humpty Bag camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God's seen some sinning, and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
That's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day.
Don't worry, darling. Your great-great-granddad, he saw them.
How?
When he was out on the ships.
He said, are my unicorns in sight. But Noah said, oh Lord, it grieves me heart full sore. They were playing and they wouldn't come on board. Swimming free, swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, swimming free, majestic as can be. The narwhal is the rarest in the deep blue sea. The Lord loved his unicorns and heard their plaintive cries, saying I can't bear to leave them there to die. What I'll do, for this wasn't meant to be, I will make their new command the deep blue sea. Swimming free, swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, swimming free, majestic as can be. The narwhal is the rarest in the deep blue sea. Flow, and they swam away up to the ice and snow. The Arctic is their home, where they frolic wild and free, and they're called the unicorns of the sea. Swimming free, swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, swimming free, majestic as can be. The narwhal is the rarest in the deep blue sea. Swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, swimming free, majestic as can be. The narwhal is the rarest in the deep blue sea. Swimming free, swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, swimming free, majestic as can be.
Right. Welcome back, everybody. That was the part two of the Unicorn Song by the Irish Rovers.
Yes.
And that was something that even Irish buffs, a lot of them have kind of forgotten about. That was something that came out when the Rovers were really trying to kind of catch up and become current, try to get out of the traditional and see if they could make a change. And
yeah.
I don't know how well it worked for them because it wasn't really, you know, you kind of have to dig deep for that one. But
usually
it does,
sequels don't do as well as the original.
Yeah, yeah, but it does
tell
a story.
They can't always be Empire Strikes Back.
No, no. but it certainly tells a story that the unicorn lives as a gnarl. So anyway, welcome back. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Hairhuck right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Hello, everybody.
And we probably, it's getting late in the hour. Should we pay some bills? It's after. It's we're after the half.
Let me load it in, and then we can definitely do that.
That's what I'm thinking. It's we're late into the half, so we probably ought to. We don't want to let our sponsors down. They're pretty good to us.
Yeah, they are. All right. Here is some commercial break right here on the Blarney Hour, Solid State Radio. The Sessions Concert Series returns to the Corona Road Bar. Saturday, January 6th, come on out and celebrate some Michigan-made music with me. From Detroit, I've got Wanted, Wide Track, and a special guest to be announced. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint. No cover, no tickets to buy, just come on in. It's a Sessions Concert Series at the Corona Road Bar, January 6th. Support local music.
Swifla Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscovered downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
We like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Brothers and sisters, the true story of Charlie the Horse. And how a couple of guys got together in the spring of the year to resurrect poor Charlie from his watery grave on Angle Pond and to give him his just rewards like you would do for any friend. Come all ye friends, I'll sit you down and sing a doleful ditty about a day in April month when we started from the city. We planned a day or two at Mars. We stalwart men were chosen.
to remove old Charlie from Angle Pond, who fell in when the pond was frozen. We seven men came roaring down on the road to Roach's Line. We might have stopped in Avondale or Brigus, might have been fine. We were hungry as sin, but we never stopped in nor took any time to park us. We all of us knew that we must get through to remove old Charlie's carcass. Here's to Charlie Horse, here's to Shane the Master. No better horse, there ran the course, nor bull, the lights were faster. Here's to Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. Car was no pocket comb, and beside him I almost closed him. And Barracuda Bill and Jimmy Clark in the backseat, he was roosting. Smiley Stepper to the mounted police, it wasn't hard to find him. And Jimmy Pollock and Sagebrush Sam was sitting right in beside him. Billy and Buck was also there, for they bought some running reins. There was him in to help as best they could to remove all Chuck's remains. Charlie was like a brother to shave, and he loved him well, of course. Charlie was a very good man, you see, although he'd been a horse. Here's to Charlie Horse, here's to Shane the Master. No better horse than ran the course, the bull, the logs were faster. Here's to Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. We laid the end with two stout doors and a few strong ropes. We removed old Shady's friend. We gave him a decent send off with all our hats removed, so that on behalf of old Shady and his friend, our loyalty was proved. Somewhere up in the great beyond, his eyes are shining bright. Charlie nods an approving nod, cause he knows we did him right. Shady will join him now one day, they'll bring the harness leather, and so under all eternity, they'll pull the logs together. Here's to Charlie Horse, here's to Shane the Master. No better horse there ran the course, the bull, the logs more faster. Here's to Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. Here's to Charlie Horse, here's to Shane the Master. No better horse there ran the course, the bull, the logs more faster. Here's to Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know, Charlie's gone to the big corral. All good horses go.
Well, there was a lad in a fishing town. The old man said to me, you can spend your life, your jolly life, just sailing on the sea. You can search the world for pretty girls till your eyes are weak and dim. But don't go searching for a mermaid, son, if you don't know how to swim. Cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale. Her face, it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart, but I only like the upper part. I did not like the tail. Signed unto a sailing ship, my very first day at sea, I seen the mermaid in the waves, are reaching out to me. Come and live with me in the sea, said she, down on the ocean floor, and I'll show you a million wondrous things you've never seen before. So over I jumped and she pulled me down, down to her seaweed bed, and a pillow made of a tortoise shell she placed beneath my head. She fed me shrimp and caviar on the silver dish. From her head to her waist, it was just my taste, but the rest of her was a fish. Cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale. Her face, it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart. I only like the upper part. I did not like the tail. Swam away, so I sang to the clams and the whales, Oh, how I miss her seaweed hair and the silver shine of her scales. But then her sister, she swam by, set my heart awhirl. 'Cause her upper part was an ugly fish, but her bottom part was a girl. Yes, her hair is green as seaweed, her skin is blue and pale. Her legs, they are a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart, and I don't give a damn about the upper part, 'cause that's how I get my tail. Come here, mate, little darling. Show me your fillets. There, fishy, fishy, fishy. Come here, mate.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
I can't remember.
Ho!
He saw her every day. She was working at the 7-Eleven. He would buy 2 hot dogs or some nachos or a Slim Jim just so that he could see her pretty face. Then he got up the nerve to ask her out one day, and she replied flat out, no chance, no way. But in his mind, this is what he heard her say. Or something like that, 'cause he waited on the corner hour after hour, and then he went back to his flat by himself and watched TV. But the very next day he tried again, and she replied, not if every other man on this earth were dead. But I swear, this isn't what he thought she said. Well, you'll meet me on the corner. I'll be wearing something free just for you. You can hold my hand. My cheek will be together forever. You may be the very best thing that's ever happened to me. Well, he could not help himself. Begged her just to listen to what he had to say. He said, beauty is only skin deep, it's what's inside that counts. She said, okay. So he told her all about how he likes to take long walks in the park, sunsets, riding motorcycles, watching foreign movies, reading books about lands that are far, far away, and how one day he's gonna travel around the world singing songs about people and places. Then finally she said the words that it heard in his head. She said, okay, shut up. I will meet you on the corner. I'll be wearing something pretty just for you. You can hold my hand, 'cause my cheek will be together forever. You may be the very best. We'll be right back.
accordion scale a buco. What's the rumpus? I couldn't tell if it was a party or a full-on wrecking crew. Barrels of booze in my bathroom, bodies all over my floor. They were charging me a cover at my own front door. When the whole thing's over, there's gonna be hell to pay. 'Cause when it's upside down, side inside out, what more can you say? Came out of my bedroom, he was wearing my best pajamas. Half a dozen dancers doing hornpipes on the bar. Something running in the kitchen, and it might have been my car. When the whole thing's over, there's gonna be hell to pay. 'Cause when it's upside down, side inside out, what more can you say? With a tree, Pete and Pods were on their backs. Drunken monkeys are drinking Drano, and the guards are in the jacks. People hanging out my windows, falling down the hall. Music loud enough to shake the shingles off the wall. When the whole thing's over, there's gonna be hell to pay. 'Cause when it's upside down, side inside out, what more can you say? What more can you say? What more can you say? On scale of buco. What's the rumpus? Hey, da 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 ya. What's the rumpus? Hey, da 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 ya. What's the rumpus? Hey, da 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 ya. What's the rumpus? Cardi on scale of buco. What's the rumpus? Hey, da 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 ya. What's the rumpus? Hey, da 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 ya.
Right, happy Saturday, everybody. The rumpus is the Blarney Hour. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Drew Duffany right here on Solid State Radio in the Lyric Mall, broadcasting live from downtown Lapeer. We had a request come in for Kiss Me, I'm Shit-Faced by...
me.
Yeah. Adam sings it every once in a while, but the original artists were the Dropkick Murphys.
Dropkick Murphys. I've never sang the song live, but, well... Every St. Paddy's Day.
Well, you've never sang it, Dad.
No. I've never done it. Usually, St. Paddy's Day, we put this in, and I remember a couple years ago, it was me and Sean, and Sean's now wife, and a bunch of us just screaming this song. And next thing you know, we had the entire bar singing this one. It's my favorite Dropkick Murphys tune, because they're not Irish. They're from Boston, but... Tell me this does not have an Irish feel.
Oh, it certainly does. It certainly does. And as I promised, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do our tribute to Shane McGowan.
Yes. Raising a glass to him.
From the Pogues. So may he rest well And that is going to do it for the Blarney Hour. But stick around because Sessions is coming up next. Good night, everybody.
Chelsea and friends. I play one mean guitar and then score at the bar. There's a line of chicks waiting for their chance. So come on now, honey, I'll make you feel pretty. These other gals mean nothing to me. Let's finish these drinks and be gone for the night, 'cause I'm more than a handful. Pitiful sight, and I ain't all that bright. I'm definitely not chiseled from stone. I'm a cheat and a liar, no woman's desire. I'll probably die cold and alone. But just give me a chance, 'cause deep down inside, I swear I got a big heart of gold. I'm a monogamous man, no more one night stands. Come on, honey, let me take you home.
So kiss me.
Yeah.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
Met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Smoky wind,
dirty old town. Dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box. Shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old Dutch tree. Dirty old town. Dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.